The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio says sayonara to 2010 and konnichiwa to 2011! Teddy and E-Rock bring in the new year with new songs never heard on Cabba Radio before. Except maybe one or two. Also, Cabba Radio's random New Year's resolutions with special guest live in studio, the Doctor. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry. And now, here's Teddy.
Oh! Woo! Losing stuff!
Just gotta let that play. Oh! Let that play for 2011.
They're still here!
I love you!
The kid's coming out.
I hear you! I love you too!
Ow!
Feel that new year!
Feel
that
new year!
That is good. Thank you so much. So much. All right.
I'm soaking the love. That's the 2010 love.
Come back.
That feels good.
Hands are tired.
Quit it.
That feels
so
good.
So raw.
Quit it.
So,
come on,
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody, to the first Cabba Radio of 2011.
Man, there's got to be like 10 people out there.
At least 10 people. It is packed. You can feel the clapping love from everyone here.
Yeah, yeah.
They always come out every week. It's been a good year. Last year, 2010, the year of love, they were here every week, and it seems that they're back once again for 2011. The year of creation.
Boom, 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 boom.
That is all.
Good. Is that what we're deeming it?
The year of creation? Well, tell
last
us,
year, last
tell
year
us why. This was last year I kind of named it, and this year you're kind of naming it. So why is this year the year of creation?
Well, last year we called it the year of love, and there was a lot of love that went through 2010. And so this year, I thought, well, since all that love was had, that this year there's got to be some sort of creation. And so... deem this 2011 the year of creation.
Year of creation.
For many different reasons. Everybody has their reasons.
You heard it first here on Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth, E-Rock.
Yo.
We have a special guest. The Doctor is back.
Gentlemen, hello and happy new year to you.
Bonjour.
Now, Doctor, I'm going to pose the first New Year's resolution question to you.
All right.
Do you make New Year's resolutions, and if you did, what is your top one this year?
Well, I'm trying to generalize this year. You know, as we make resolutions, you know, and everybody wants to go to the gym more, quit smoking, which is a good one. Cigarettes are bad for you, says the doctor. But, you know, I'm trying to go simple. I'm trying to grow some house plants.
Grow
house plants? You know, like, because wouldn't you like to have that more of a green thumb, like not kill a plant?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's I think I don't know, it's kind of simple. Something that seems obtainable.
I've had plants for a little while, and I got to say that I've definitely killed quite a few. I have also saved quite a few. Like we were saying, I've probably gone through a grandfather, a mother, a grandma. That's going nowhere.
A whole genus and a whole you've killed civilizations.
I've killed many, but I brought them back.
Yeah, it's you've killed them all.
You're a creation.
I admit I'm not much of a green thumb. I have not killed plants on my own, but other people's, because they've asked me to sort of take care of the house.
Ooh, babysitting.
And I just don't think of the plants sometimes, which I guess is a bad thing, because basically it's like starving the plant to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's kind of bad. I admit that that would be something that I would want to improve
so
on.
So bad.
So are you going to get one to start with, or are you going to get a couple?
We're starting small. We're starting small. And then, I feel bad now. I'm trying to think about, like, killing a neighbor, like a neighbor's plant. That'd be terrible. I did have a plant given to me that were kind of temporarily loaning. So
it
now
wasn't a
like
neighbor. It was a roommate.
Okay.
So... Well, I lived with the better. Plants all the time. I just killed them in the couple weeks that
she
went
away. It feels
kind
of different, you know, when you move into a new place and people, like, buy you a house plant. That's different. If you kill that, that's okay. That's yours. But if somebody is, like, giving you a plant to look after, that's right. That's, like...
I had a girl who let me stay in her apartment one time, and she... I didn't know this, but she had left me a plant with a joint in it, and I just thought she left me the joint. So I just, like, left the plant, and she didn't come back, and I totally killed the plant. She's like, you killed the plant I gave to you. I'm like, I thought you gave me a joint. She's like, I gave you both.
Oh, man, that ficus was a symbol of our
terrible.
Love.
It's terrible.
Yeah, well, the things we do for love.
The things we do for love. Yes, the year of love is over, and we're in the year of creation.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join the conversation tonight, we're going to get to different resolutions throughout the show. We don't want to just, you know, blow it all on the first on the first go, and then what do we have to talk about? Nothing, really. That's why we got lots of good music tonight. I'm going to be trying to play, I think I have one song that I've played before, but everything else I believe I've never played before. So I'm excited to hear some new music for 2011. Since music is one of my favorite things. So let's just get into it. This is a local. Also, a lot of the people are local or Canadian tonight. So this is Mother Mother with Body of Years. Coming back.
Right after this.
Let's not eat the Skittles during
joking.
Skittles. Let's keep it to in between, you know?
Diary page. think let's but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses. See it grow like a ride, like a ride. Oh, not easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the masses, a list of many. Think less, but see it grow.
Friday, January 7th, join those creative forces, Discorder Magazine, and Vancouver is Awesome as they party with some of Vancouver's best local bands. 41st and Home, Oh No Yoko, The Oh Wells, and Facts will be rocking the Biltmore Cabaret stage. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. So come by the Biltmore Cabaret, Friday, January 7th, to party with your favorite Vancouver reporters.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's Random New Year's Resolutions.
Okay, so like this year I spent a lot of money on my boyfriend Hector, and now I have to get myself out of debt. So that's my New Year's resolution, to get myself out of debt, okay? OMG, a sale!
This has been Cabaret Radio's Random New Year's Resolutions.
Songs that I don't believe in anymore, and I've grown tired of feeling old. I come looking for summer, but I find the cool, yeah. Well, my seasons roll by high. Control. And I wish
my dice had a different role. And I wish my path were a ragged road, yeah. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Yet I'll never be found. I wanna leave my old life far behind. Can I lose my name, be someone new? And I'll throw my trouble deep in the wild blue. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica. Let's leave to me and you, babe. Let's go to Costa Rica.
Yes, I'd like it if you could please play something.
I wanna hear.
I wanna hear.
I wanna hear.
I wanna hear.
Please play our song.
No, it's my song.
No, mine.
Play both our songs.
Play them.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio Dedications. This song goes out to you.
Yes, it's so popular from last week's New Year's Eve roller coaster of love that the dedication has come back.
Yes, it has.
This
ups
week,
and downs.
What, ups and downs.
Like a roller coaster.
Yes, of love. But as we dubbed off the top, it is the year of creation.
Yes.
So we must leave the year of love.
Leave the
to
love.
Itself.
Start to create.
But the dedication did come back this week and probably making a regular appearance here on Cab Radio. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Give a shout out. This dedication goes out to Little Miss Risk, who tried to get one in last week, although she did send us the message on Wednesday, so it didn't make it on the show.
Did it come in via carrier pigeon?
But yes. I thought I would play it for her this week because she has brought us tons of music that we have used here
she
on Cab Radio.
She's a lovely
She's
lady.
An all-around awesome girl.
Yeah,
and
we really love her here.
And it's quite sexy. So, you know, all those three put together.
And that she is.
And then we're going to backhand that with a...
Backhand that? I'm backhand sure she'd like that, too.
With K-Tel dedication to Little Miss Risk, calling her a strange animal, and she's deserved to hear Gowan.
Gowan.
But first, it's Moonlight Desires going out to Little Miss Risk.
We love you here at Cab Radio.
You got ways to take it.
look so radical. Hearing your words, they sound fanatical. Something inside reveals your magical.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's Random New Year's Resolutions.
This year, I am bound and determined to spend more time with my family.
All right, guys, another fucking naked lady is about to hit the stage. Please welcome...
Oh, hi, Mom.
Anal Annie.
This has been Cabaret Radio's Random New Year's Resolutions.
But don't get too heavy. Don't get so intense. Don't make you the spider's problem. Now I'm putting a gun in your head. Nobody's accusing you. Nobody's accusing you. Nobody's accusing you of having a good time. Nobody's accusing you. Nobody's accusing you. Nobody's accusing you. Your bullshit detector is turned off. Some days your medieval torture test don't even trigger a cough. Don't get too petty. Don't be so sorry, Jack. Don't make you this party's problem.
Back here live in studio, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. That was Hot Hot Heat with their song Nobody Is Accusing You off their new album, Future Begins. Before that, we had the Payolas with Eyes of a Stranger. The Double Dedication. To Little Miss Riss with Gowan.
Sorry, Teddy, it's actually Future Breeds, actually, is the new Hot Hot Heat record. And it's excellent if you haven't heard the whole thing, man.
I'm sorry, I must have...
It's all right, the doctor's on it.
It was a letter.
Thank you.
The doctor's here.
Hooked on Phonics, worked for me.
Fixes the problem.
We are here in our first show of 2011, the year of creation. Mm. We are also talking about resolutions, and I'm going to bring our first guest into that conversation right away. We welcome Paul Anthony. Paul Anthony Talentime, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you? Happy New Year. Congratulations.
So thank you very much, and to you as well. You've been getting a lot of good press in 2010. Now we're going to ask you, what is one of your resolutions for this year? Do you have any?
No. You know what? Honestly, I haven't even thought about it yet. I did. I had one last year. I had to write some for this thing. But nope, haven't thought about it.
Next. See, I don't really do a lot of resolutions myself either. I tend to just think of it more as another day, like you're working and you're doing things all year round, so.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concept. I think it's good to do. I just, I don't know. I haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're here to talk to you about Talentime tomorrow night at the Biltmore.
Oh, sweet.
What is the name of the show this week?
It's called Favorite Things.
Favorite Things. Now, is that similar to Oprah Winfrey's Favorite Things?
Yeah, it kind of came from there. I thought, like, ooh, if I could have a show where I gave away all the things that I really liked, that would be fun.
Paul, do we get to know what some of your favorite things are?
Yep. You have to come to the show.
Oh, I knew that was coming. No teasers. Nothing out of Paul. He's shrouded in a veil of secrecy.
Well, yeah, there's some. They're all kind of funny, and it's gonna be a good time.
Now, your show Talentime runs the first Wednesday of every month at the Biltmore Cabaret. How did Talentime even get its start? Where did you dream this up?
Well, I've always really been into talent shows. It's always been kind of like my favorite thing. When I was a little guy, when we had family gatherings and stuff, I would always bring my cousins and stuff together, and I'd make some of them be my backup band, and other ones be acts and stuff. And I would actually do like a talent show.
So you know, that's how
doing it since I was tiny.
I think that's how all family reunions work, is like the older cousins get the younger cousins to somehow perform for the family and entertain. It's like some kind of circular.
I had to do that this year back home for Christmas holidays, actually.
Yeah, it still happens.
Eric, get the guitar out! Get the guitar!
Yeah. Family's in the parlor with the piano all of a sudden.
And that's kind of the feel of it. Like, you know, when you're at camp and you have to do skits or something, like sometimes those are so funny. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't leave it up to chance where people just come on and just try stuff. I actually kind of, you know, call the acts that I want. But I like the show to have a feeling of kind of like, you know, like a school talent show or something.
I'm curious as to, in terms of your talent searching, like, what do you just look in community newspapers? Or what are some of your tips if people want to find? Because there's a lot of different talent in every city and different stuff, and I know you try to bring a lot of that together, but what are some of the avenues you go down to find some of the talent?
Yeah, it is like a lot of work if you think about it that way, but I was kind of doing this before I had the show anyways, because it's just kind of what I'm most interested, kind of getting outside of like any particular scene and finding like people kind of on the periphery, or just people just trying stuff that I haven't seen. So let's see. Let's look at the show tomorrow night. We have the winner of the 2010 Carisdale Idol competition is a 12-year-old singer-songwriter who's just, her lyrics and stuff are so deep and meaningful, and she's 12, and it's just kind of fascinating to see her play. And I found her because I was asked to host competition, and that was just kind of through talent time. Someone saw something in the paper or something, and looked at more of the show, and we're like, hey, we should get this guy. So I kind of met her that way. She actually won the competition. The guy who was runner up we had on the show maybe 4 or 5 months ago, Nemi Cepeda. Did you guys ever see?
Yeah, I remember seeing
Filipino
that one.
Kid with the, yeah, so good. Well, this girl actually won the $1,000.
Nice.
She's pretty incredible.
What are a couple of the other acts that we're going to see tomorrow night as well?
Well, Bert Munn is coming on the show. I found him at the Kitsilano Showboat. They have, if anyone knows, you know, Kits Beach, there's that really awesome outdoor stage at Kits Beach that never really gets used except for 3 times a week during June, July, I think. They put on these variety shows. Now they are like one act will come out and they'll do half an hour, and it's kind of uneven, like as far as the shows go. Like they're not tight shows or anything at all, but they're kind of up and down. But I found him there. He was just one that I really liked. That it's like his kind of energy. He's this older dude who's just like a real entertainer.
So you've kind of just taken what you did anyways and just kind of decided to turn the people you liked in those shows into your show.
Yeah, really, because I would go down to the Kitsilano Showboat and watch 3 hours and find like 5 minutes that I really liked. I would do that kind of regardless. It's like, oh, it's Wednesday afternoon.
Paul, I was wondering, would you describe your show as the supergroup of talent shows right now happening? Is it almost like a Justice League of talent shows?
If I was a comic book nerd, that's exactly what I would
say. Yes. Okay, guys. This is like, you know, Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman all like kind of got together. And then they did tap. And they did tap and ballet.
You know, maybe a little poetry. You horny, yeah.
Now, you also just put out some DVDs for the show.
Yeah, that, oh my God, what a fun project that was just to, so.
Because how many years has it been on? How many years have you put it on for?
Next month's going to be our 3-year anniversary. Oh.
Did it always start as a TV show?
No, we went 6 months before we started shooting it, so.
You had a plan, though, that you wanted to take it to TV?
Yeah.
From the start?
Yeah, we actually have, one day I'm going to, just for season 2 bonus features, I'm going to go in before we actually started for TV. We started shooting some stuff, and there's some gems in there, but it's so rough.
So you just put out the DVD for season 1?
Yeah.
And are they going to be able to get it at the show on Wednesday or tomorrow night?
Yep. And it's first like 11 episodes, first 11 televised episodes with like tons of bonus features. There's like... there's commentary tracks, one that Graham Clark did with me, one that I did with teen pop sensation Eye Candy.
I gotta ask, Paul, what is it like to do a commentary on something that you've worked on and get to sit there? Because sometimes, like, we're sitting at home and listening to commentary on various movies, it sometimes sounds like a good time. Did you do it in one take, and did you have a good time doing your commentary?
It was such a good time. I think the reason for putting out the DVD was like, oh, I could do commentaries.
There you go. Every director always waits. It's like, I just want to talk about it. But it's some more.
And we started actually on my birthday last year because I'm usually working or doing something fun on my birthday, and I wasn't. So I was like, I'm going to record commentaries.
Well, there you go. That's a great way to celebrate your birthday, man.
Yeah, and just to tie it all in, Steve Bays, who wrote our theme song.
There you go. With that, we just got a little Hot Out Heat.
And
it's almost like it was set up.
Yeah. he was on some of the commentaries as soon as we recorded it in the studio that they actually recorded that album you were just playing.
Yeah,
that's where we recorded commentaries.
Well, I think your show was great, and I wish you continued success in 2011.
Yay!
It's every month at the Biltmore, first Wednesday of every month. Always a different theme, always a lot of fun. Paul Anthony's Talent Time, thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Hey, thank you. Also, there's lots of comedy in the show tomorrow, too. It's going to be funny.
Okay.
And awesome.
Funny show tomorrow night at
Happy
Biltmore.
New Year,
thanks.
Paul.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks. Take care.
Tomorrow.
See ya.
Okay. Bye.
We're going to be back with some more music and upcoming events, and then we're going to kind of jam it out in the last half of the show. We're going to sort of
cram and jam.
We're going to maybe play some music. We're going to maybe listen to more music. We've got tons of music to get to as well. All that and more coming up on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth, E-Rock, and the Doctor are here.
Hello.
Back with more music and more just after this.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed.
This year, we have decided
to give up.
Man, give up.
No way, man. We're not doing that.
This has been Cabo Radio's random New Year's resolution.
Baby, don't leave, be home, stay close, be close to me. Boy, don't be gone, boy, don't be gone. He said, baby, you know I gotta run, I gotta go. I won't be long, girl, I won't be long. She said, boy, don't you flirt, and baby, please just don't get hurt. And if you feel alone, then here, take my shirt. He said, forever, girl, I know you hate the weather, girl, so maybe you should hold on to my sweater, girl. She ran, picked up the phone, said, babe, I miss you, come back home, it can't be long. Boy, it can't be long. He said, I hate this place. I missed your smile. I miss your face. I wrote a song. Girl, I wrote a song. She said, you make me better, boy. I just mailed you a letter, boy. And oh, so you know I'm still in your sweater, boy. He said, girl, don't be hurt. I've sweat a lot and smell of dirt. But I think I'd feel naked without your shirt. Said, you're looking great, I'm home, I'm back, I couldn't wait, girl, way too long, that was way too long. She said, get over here, I crave you close, I need you near. Now play that song, boy, play me our song. He said, back to forever, girl, hope you endured the weather, girl. Now all I wanna do is get you out of that sweater, girl. She said, I love the way you flirt, I'm so glad you didn't get hurt. Now let me see you naked without that shirt.
Listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, Tuesday nights at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM Hey, if you want to check out our podcast, you can do so at CITR.ca.
We had some pretty great times this year. Remember,
the Holiday Explosion Show.
Or maybe
Cabo Radio's first birthday party.
And
named one of CITR's best radio shows.
Oh, and don't forget
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock.
What about
third best in the Georgia Strait Best of Edition for the second year in a row?
Wow, all that and more? Well, now what do we do?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
We're going to start off Upcoming Events. We just talked to Mr. Paul Anthony. His Talent Times tomorrow night at the Biltmore. That's tomorrow night. Paul Anthony's Talent Time and his Favorite Things show tomorrow night at the Biltmore. Moving over to Friday night, we have Pinup Perfection's art show opening party at the Waldorf Modern Diner. Pinup Perfection's Shimona Henry present a whole bunch of burlesque. Pin-up girls come off the wall into vivid reality as burlesque starlets. That's what it's supposed to be. I'm sorry, I screwed that one up. There's going to be Nikki Nine Doors, Misfit, Burgundy Bricks, Little Miss Risk. Some of her favorite models are going to be doing poses. They're going to be up on the wall. You can buy art. It's going to be sweet. So check out Pin-up Perfection's art show opening party at the Wallflower Modern Diner. That is on 2420 Main Street. Moving over to Friday night, January 7th, it's the Discorder Magazine and Vancouver is Awesome Party. It's also going to be at the Biltmore. 41st and Home will be there. Oh No, Yoko, the Oh Wells, and Fax will be there as well. Big party put on by Discorder Magazine here at CITR and Vancouver is Awesome. That's going to be Friday at the Biltmore. Moving over to Sunday night, and every Sunday night it's Kitty Nights. And this week we're celebrating Gypsy Rose Lee. It's her 100th birthday. She was one of burlesque's most pioneering foremothers and the great Gypsy Rose Lee. This week's dancers include Miss Via Rose, Candy Curves. There's going to be the Minsky Folly Girls, which are Miss Kiss, Lacey Lemoore, and Ruth O'Dare. Of course, Burgundy Bricks will be there, and the professor and myself, DJ Teddy Smooth, will be there as well. That is upcoming events for this week. Back with more Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth after this.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here live in studio. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. I do apologize for butchering that upcoming event.
What happened? We left for like 5 minutes, dude, and we didn't even... Oh, whoa,
there
whoa,
may have been
whoa,
some
whoa.
Distraction out there from us.
I butchered it. I got to admit. I know, I'm
did
glad.
You sell, did you
don't
sell,
listen to the podcast.
No.
Did you sell the cut of meat for a good price at least? To, like, you know,
I tried my best, but I butchered it. So to the upcoming events this week, I'm sorry.
All right. This,
but we're going to move on.
This week's upcoming events brought to you by Teddy Smooth Butcher Shop. There you go.
There we go.
Never to be spoke of again.
Never to be spoke
Uncle
of Tiddies. Again. Yes. Yes. this is our first show of 2011, the year of...
creation.
Oh man, that just sounds so epic every time you sound say it, man.
The year of creation.
Yeah, it sounds huge.
I'm joined in studio by E-Rock.
Yo.
And I'm joined in studio by Teddy Smooth.
That's correct. And we got the doctor over there.
Can't contain myself. Watch out. Making house calls all night, people.
Now, Doctor, you have chosen tonight's Cab Radio After Dark.
I have, actually. I took a stab at the dark. It's the great thing about CITR and Cab Radio is...
I just got something out of you. We could call it Taking a Stab at the Dark. when guests come on. You want to take a stab at the dark?
That's good.
It is a dark room. I went into the vast room of records, actually, and tried to pick something out. And with the help of the internets and databasing, I found this little gem. And if anybody's seen the movie 24-Hour Party People, it's a cool little... It's a great movie. Check it out. It's all about the scene in Manchester that was going on. And more so about the record label Factory Records, which was more of an experiment in art and in business, you could say.
What year would it be based? Like
the movie spans anywhere from the 70s right into the 90s and up until kind of now. The Factory Records put out Joy Division and New Order, and also bands like this that we're going to be playing. The Happy Mondays, based out of Manchester. Happy Mondays were the first, I guess you could call it, maybe rave rock.
Rave rock?
Definitely were introduced a thing called ecstasy into the dance scene. And,
what? What's that?
I know, it's crazy. But more importantly, tying it into Canada. By the way, Ted, great picks tonight. Great picks
Thank you very much.
Your music, man. And I got to say, also a great show if you're watching some back catalog is Catwalk. And if you remember about Catwalk, they had the dancer Atlas.
Atlas, yes.
Atlas was just the guy that danced. Well, same with the Happy Mondays. They also had a dancer. And I'm just going to read and quote from the liner notes. Bez, percussion, freaky dancing. Bezness.
Bezness.
Beautiful.
And he was pretty much the drug dealer that just danced on stage. So, guys, this is the Happy Mondays.
That's going to be coming up on CITR and Cab Radio After Dark, where we play CD until the wee hours of the morning right here on CITR.
Taking a stab at the dark.
The doctor's taking a stab at the dark tonight.
Thanks for letting me pick it, guys.
Now,
that was fun.
2011, there's always some resolutions in the new year. So, E-Rock, you got any resolutions? Do you do that kind of thing?
Once again, yeah. See, I don't like to set myself up for disappointment. So, I don't really make resolutions. I do have things in mind that I want to do in the new year.
Okay. What is one of those things?
One of those things is I've got... A couple of scripts that I'm working on, and I want to get those
what
finished
kind of
up.
Scripts?
Movie scripts.
Movie scripts.
Yes. So I'm writing a few movie scripts, and I want to work on those a lot this year and get them worked out.
I gotta ask, being a guy that's working on a movie, do you have people come up to you and be like, "Oh, I got you to say you're working on something," and they're like, "Oh, I've got an idea."
Sometimes, and I don't mind it actually because.
Do you write them down?
You know, it's funny. We were talking to somebody, and I'm going to throw out this idea here. I was talking to somebody over the New Year, and we were in the hot tub drinking and whatnot, and she actually came up with the idea that babies grown in sacks, like hanging from ceilings, and I thought, that'd be an interesting movie.
And then you saw The Matrix.
Yeah, isn't that kind of like The Matrix? They make them from babies to humans and steal their energy or whatever it is.
Somebody's always going to say that about everything, though. Like,
is that... The Matrix, though?
Yes.
Well, how does Neo? He's alive, and he goes into the Matrix, doesn't
he? He's born in a sack.
He's not born in the sack.
The Matrix movie.
We're talking about the Matrix.
Should perhaps be on a different show. Where did it all go wrong? Where's the Matrix?
Horrible. Not even
just watch the movie.
Just
watch the movie.
I've seen it, but
you
anyway,
can figure it out.
I thought of that idea, and so that one was in my head.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the scripts, or that's just an idea?
No, that's just an idea. Okay. Like he asks, you know, do I ever take people's ideas and think about them? And yes, I do. You know, it's nice working off of somebody. That's what I love working with Teddy. It's great to have two minds, different minds, that you throw an idea and somebody grabs it and takes it somewhere else. And I hope Teddy's involved with my creations this year.
There you go.
And you, Doctor.
The Doctor is planning to make Play-Doh at least two times a week. If anybody, if anybody out there has kids and hasn't made Play-Doh with them, you don't need to go to Toys R Us and spend good hard-earned dollars.
No, I used to make it with my mom all the time.
And you can get this, dude. This is going to blow your minds. Put a little Kool-Aid in it.
Kool-Aid.
Just a little bit. Not only
did
does
you
it
used
smell...
to eat Play-Doh.
No, you don't eat the stuff, but it's.
But you can at home.
You can. Well, it's all edible.
True.
Whether it tastes good or not is an entirely another subject. Yeah. But making Play-Doh with kids is
so
great.
So, are you saying this year your resolutions are to make plants and make Play-Doh for small children?
or with small children.
Yeah, I've, pretty much, man. That sounds good to the doctor.
You're like, nice. Screw the candy. How about I'm just going to hit them with the
people,
Play-Doh.
People like are going to pick, you know, Jim and, you know, all those other great things that you guys talked about, views, no, resolutions, no, that I can't remember. Right,
Play-Doh with kids. That's Play-Doh where, with kids. That's where the doc's going.
I did it all the time.
There you go.
We are going to get back to some music right here.
Thank
on
God.
Cabaret Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. This guy was one of the Polaris Prize winner finalists, one of the top 10. Good lineup this year. It was a lot of fun music to listen to. Lots of good artists from Canada. He didn't take home the top prize, but he's still pretty good. It's Shad right here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM.
London in the house. I didn't promise you a rose garden.
Slash Isaac in a sense, he baptized him. Rabbi said, don't trust them cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it's a help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just want to play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. Too much in the way. I weigh $2 and if I had 2 slugs to spray, like La Ra, Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues, Brampton, while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling, mansion. Now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong, he's Vince Vaughn, and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week. 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24-star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls. And it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but just always away, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball. No. Yeah. Listen to the lady in the dress say it best.
Ice Cube returns with I Am the West, featuring the tracks I Rep That West and Drink the Kool-Aid. Ice Cube, I Am the West, available in stores and online.
Turn it up.
Oh yeah, it's time for lovers. I want you to put down that glass of wine. I want you to head to your kitchen, your living room, your dance floor, wherever. Grab that lover and get ready for slow jams. Oh, yeah.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. Something that I must confess.
you want. And I know just what you need, girl. So,
baby, bring your body here to me.
Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true. Spend the night.
I'll love you like
baby.
You want to be loved.
Girl, don't you try some of me. No need to look no more, because I've opened up my doors.
Resolution?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Listen to people more.
Hey, buddy.
Past years, people have always said I'm a talker.
Hey, man,
talk.
I got a question for you.
Hey, shut up, buddy. I'm trying to talk.
This has been Cabal Radio's random New Year's resolution.
It's the truth, I hear voices. Repent for every sin through the years. Choices, life been a ride, a voyage. High mileage, pointless. If you ain't catch the scenery, smell the flowers. Appreciate more than money, females, and power. These three things above all else devour. The average man thoughts, and you got jealous cowards awaiting your demise. Their hands hold venom, no soul in them. Hate up in their eyes, friends as enemies in the making. Waiting, they want the life you live in. Dreams you chasing, fam you clicking. Even if you still in the struggle, dudes envy that you're willing to hustle. They know you gon' make it, Lord willing. Feel contempt in their heart, got the nerve to say they love you. Can I please get a moment of silence for my home, my side of things, my own environment? My cronies I ride with, for the opus is timeless. Emotional words I wrote that flow from the pilot. Pause for the flow and watch time sit still. This shit's real, help me cope with the trials and trends. Make them know I'm the finest from the home of the sirens. And I ain't glorifying, this my story, I am the realest and running, the truest and done it. Stay holding my ground down, get moving these numbers. Turn pain to joy, a few to abundance. Turn music to something, turn me loose and I'm running. Get it straight, I fixate on getting paid. Never know, could be six deep in 6 days. It don't matter if you mid J is 6'8", but you ain't gon' live forever, gotta live a day.
Stop right there, when these tears in the pain, and I'm feeling the rain getting harder. Stop right there, said I'm ready for change. Stop right there, take a moment to breathe, till you're one with the beast that you harbor. Stop.
Hold up for the composer, author, the poet, artist, my soul and heart just reach through, the flow is flawless. And you can feel the pain in your bones and arteries. See, I wish I could've known my father a little better. I guess it make you grow up harder. Changed my relationship with God through the years. I pray through music that you made possible, yeah. Now the same songs bottle my tears. I held inside a sad child that seldom cried. Now I'm grown, them old things swell my eyes. It's strange times till I feel the well is dry. Grown man talk, if you speak my language, it's real when I release my anger. My pen, my piece, these sheets, the chamber. The pain touched the song and I'ma bang you with the banger.
Stop right there, when these tears in the pain, and I'm feeling the rain getting harder. Stop right there, I said I'm ready for change. Stop right there, take a moment to breathe, till you're one with the beast that you harbor. Stop.
Originally from Victoria, then to Vancouver, now calling Toronto his home. That was Jeff Speck with his new song, Stop. Got a good video online as well, so check that out on YouTube. That's Jeff Speck with Stop. Before that, we had our slow jam, R. Kelly, going back to the early 90s with Bump and Grind.
That's pre-closet Kelly.
Pre-closet Kelly, that nice. Is. And then we started off with Shad from his song, Rose Garden.
Good selection to David.
Loving the Shad,
here,
man.
Look, I'm going again here. We're eating Skittles all night.
We're back to the beginning.
I have to say this. I was going to say, E-Rock, thank you very, very much for the very wonderful treat that we've all enjoyed during this entire show, which is slowly, much like the bag of Skittles, winding down. But I got to say, we need to learn to keep our hands out of the Skittle bag.
Yes.
The new part at the end here with them on the table is okay, because you can lightly grab one, but it's the...
Once your hand in the bag.
Guys, I've got a purple and a green. Who's got a yellow and a red?
Ooh, I'll trade you for an orange.
Oh.
You're listening to the very first show of Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This 2011, the year of creation.
Entertaining stuff here.
Third-rate entertainment all over again. We're just about near the end of our first show. Next week, we're not too sure what we're doing yet, but...
Well, we were talking because we did bring the guitar out today. However, we got to jamming during upcoming events there, and some of the stuff we were playing actually sounded kind of neat. So me and the doctor were talking about maybe bringing the guitar and such back in the following week here.
A little follow-up presentation.
A little follow-up.
A little follow-up.
We're going to put a little something together, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I think so. A little house call will be necessary, I think, for that one.
If you'd like to listen to the podcast of the show, you can do so at citr.ca under shows, under the letter C. We're right there, first one. We also are on iTunes. Just search in the iTunes store, CITR-Cabber Radio. We're here every Tuesday night at 11 right here on CITR 101.9 FM. I think that's it. I mean, we talked kind of about my resolution, but I don't really make... I just think of it more of another day.
Another day, yeah.
So it's not just a continuation.
But what do you wanna...
of my decisions usually come in like September, October, or April. I don't really find that there's these great revolutions.
Is there anything you can think of?
You're like last ditch resolution.
I enact change just later. I don't put all the pressure of doing it in January.
Implement.
I don't feel super creative a lot of the times in January. So my creativity comes at different times in the year. So really, New Year's is not really a big time to make resolutions. Like, I'm not going to go buy a pass at the gym just because it's January, you know? Mm. I would do that when I would feel.
But now, is that ready. A realistic goal for you, is getting a gym pass?
Probably not. I don't like the gym whatsoever.
So is there anything that you think that this year, you know, like, I want to do this. This year is the year I'm going to...
Oh. Come on, dude.
This year is the year I'm going to...
Skydiving.
This year I'm gonna
Tony.
I'm just gonna do more of what I'm doing.
Oh, that's
just keep
sweet.
On. Just gonna keep on.
That's anticlimactic,
right?
Folks.
No, that's
third rate entertainment.
That's great, Patrick.
However,
I just want to continue along the path and let change happen as it comes. That's what I'm saying is I don't really get the whole New Year's resolution thing where you put all this pressure to do this one or two things. I just think change should come more naturally.
Teddy has to charge up his resolution battery first, and then
but
after,
I would love to make more movies.
Full, then start to.
And I would like to make cool radio shows.
This is actually a new New Year's resolution as of tonight. Due to the Skittles, I want to go home and poop a rainbow.
Cherish your treasure.
That is,
and I think it's coming true.
Quite the thing you wish for there.
Yeah, just don't look for the pot of gold after, man. Just stay out of the. Freaky deaky leprechauns.
There's a pot of gold?
I don't know. Rumor has it.
We're going to see you next Tuesday. We're going to leave you with that thought.
That could be dangerous.
Next Tuesday night for a second show of the new year. CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio for E-Rock, the Doctor, and myself, Teddy Smith. Good night.
Good night.
Cheers.
The year of creation!
This is actually the one song that I have played before, and I'm just going to play it again because I love it. So,
because it's just a damn good song.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. Noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. City won't run. Sweet, 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 sweet city won't run.
now time for Cabaret Radio's random New Year's resolutions.
Well, this year, as you can see, I've put on a few extra pounds, and I've decided I want to see my penis.
Ice cream! Get your ice cream!
Oh, crap! Yeah, I gotta go! Hey, you! Wait up for me!
This has been Cabaret Radio's random New Year's resolutions.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.